The NBA's Oklahoma City Thunder are losing their best player, a player who was once the bright hope of the Seattle Sonics. The Thunder's star, Kevin Durant, says he will leave Oklahoma to join the Golden State Warriors. Some Oklahoma City fans reacted like this.
Garbage, bro.
You're garbage. You're trash now.
That's a couple of guys burning a Kevin Durant jersey. But here in Seattle, some people think this is fantastic news. You see, there are people who still think of the Oklahoma City Thunder as the Seattle Sonics. We have one such person on the phone with us right now. Seattle filmmaker Jason Reed directed the Sonics Gate movie. He's a keeper of the Bring Back the Sonics flame. Hiya, Jason.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Explain to us why you would think that some other team losing some guy would be good news in Seattle.
Well, I mean, Kevin Durant was drafted by the Sonics and was Rookie of the Year here before Clay Bennett took the team and moved them to Oklahoma and left us without a basketball team and without one of the greatest players of all time. So for the last 8 or 9 years, we've watched the Thunder excel and make the playoffs nearly every year on the backs of Durant. And we love Durant as a player, but we hate the Oklahoma City Thunder franchise and what Clay Bennett did to us. And so we adamantly have rooted against the Thunder, even though we like Kevin Durant. We've waited and waited and waited for him to finally make this decision to leave Oklahoma, which is a triumphant moment. It's great for him, and it's great that we can root for him now as a Warrior. And we don't want the Oklahoma City Thunder franchise to be successful at all. In fact, we want them to fail, and we want them to lose. And this is the beginning of the end of the franchise. They will lose Russell Westbrook next, and then we'll probably see a decade of under 500 teams. And then they can, you know, learn what it's like to be an average or mediocre team. And who knows, maybe it'll get bad enough where we can buy them back.
So I love that you use the word triumphant. This feels like a triumph to you that Oklahoma City might stink. So explain to those who aren't in your world why 8 years after the Sonics left town, you still care that much.
I mean, basically it comes down to the problem hasn't been fixed yet. We still don't have the Sonics back. We would love nothing more than to just be actual traditional rivals where we vote for our root for our team to beat your team, but we don't have a team.
It's much simpler that way. If we just root for us to beat them, it's way more simpler than what you're going through right now.
Yeah, this is very, very complicated, and this is unprecedented in fandom. You lose your team, but you still want to be a fan. Well, what do? You root against the team that, you know, left and the owners that betrayed the city of Seattle. And we've actually had a lot of fun rooting against them. I mean, watching that collapse against Golden State and rooting for Golden State, and then for them to lose the player to Golden State, that's just the most devastating possible outcome that we could have expected, and that is a reason for Seattle fans to celebrate, because of it's the only thing that we have as payback, and it's the only thing that we can root for.
So if a meteor were to hit Oklahoma City Thunder Stadium, but no one were hurt, that would be sort of your ideal, something like that.
Well, I mean, that's basically what happened when they got the New Orleans team to play there, and maybe we could offer them up Key Arena to play in for a couple years, or maybe just take them back.
Sure. Okay, so finally, you've hated them since they split town. Now you think that they're going to be awful. Oklahoma City's going to be terrible. Can you start to sympathize with Oklahoma a little bit? I mean, now they're suffering sort of like you've suffered. Now your compatriots in suffering. Can you start to let go?
Well, there's a difference. They still have a basketball team, and we were still fans of the Sonics when they were terrible in the 2000s. You know, there's a difference between losing a player and losing the team. And until we get a team back, until we get an arena situation solved here in Seattle, then we're going to continue to be angry about this and probably not heal from it. It is helpful to have Durant leave, and it'll be a lot more fun to watch an unsuccessful Thunder franchise go into the ground, but it still doesn't solve the fact that we don't have NBA basketball in Seattle. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing until it comes back, and never forget the people who betrayed us. And one of those main people is Clay Bennett. And so we don't want his franchise to be successful. We want it to fail, and we want it to maybe ultimately come back here if he can't afford to keep him.
All right. Not enough tears yet in Oklahoma. That's Seattle filmmaker Jason Reed. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for having me on.
director of the Sonics Gate movie about the scandal that was the Sonics leaving town, and he really wants to bring back the Sonics. Oklahoma City suffering from the departure of their major, major star, Kevin Durant.